This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Gillette man has been sentenced to up to 14 years in prison after stealing a pickup and leading law enforcement on a chase that caused damage at the Rawhide coal mine. David Lee Dykes pleaded no contest to the charges. Dykes has been convicted of unauthorized use of a vehicle three times previously and has been involved in 11 stolen vehicle cases. A local man is finally home after a fiery crash left him burnt and resulted in him spending over a month and a half in the hospital. Shane Fortner said the last thing he remembered was driving by the last big hill before entering Gillette and then a sheriff's deputy and bystanders pulling him from his burning pickup truck. He was taken first to the local ER and then life flighted to the North Colorado Medical Center burn unit in Greeley, where he recovered. Fortner's recovery will take the better part of the next year. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County is partnering with the Economic Development Association to participate in the $1 billion Build Back Better Regional Challenge. The county is hoping the association will help bring federal money and private investment to the city to build a coal refinery. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners voted to participate in the program and is looking for the support of the Gillette City Council and Gillette College. A dozen or more residents made their displeasure with the Gillette Public Library and its management known during the Gillette County Commissioners meeting on Wednesday. Their upset was fueled by recent decisions made by Library Director Terry Leslie to keep nearly two dozen challenged books on the shelves in the children and teen section of the library. Requests to the board ranged from moving those books to the adult section of the library to the outright firing of the library director and staff. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.